Sports Central.
That is one of the best tries you will ever see in a test match.
Rugby Union.
We'll talk a bit of Wallabies later on this hour as we preview Australia-Scotland quarter-final. But closer to home, the Melbourne Rising will play finals football this year after defeating the Sydney Stars 18-10 earlier today in Frankston to finish the regular season in third place on the National Rugby Championship table. And that is a good result. One of the stars, Sam Jeffries, post-playing today, joins us. G'day, Sam.
G'day, Brett. How are you going?
Pretty good, mate. That's a nice relief for you guys that you now know you're playing finals footy.
It is. It doesn't matter how you get there, but we got there in the end. So we're looking forward to playing the Canberra Vikings in Canberra on Friday night.
And taking it out to Frankston, you played quite a few games, obviously, at Amy Park, and I tried to spread a few games around, but sort of taking it out to a suburban-type ground, you had a decent crowd out there today and got some good support.
Yeah. It's always good to get out to Frankston. They've got quite a big rugby support network out there. So yep. There's a fair few people at the game, and it was a good place to play.
Take us through the game, 18-10 in the end. It's not totally comfortable, but it's not a bad little buffer to have. Just take us through the contest.
No, well, we definitely had to work for it. We crossed early out wide, and then they hit back with one, and then we went another one in the second half. But it was a pretty tight battle, and we had managed to hang on to our 8-point lead for about 35 minutes, to be honest.
Yeah, good stuff. And you've had, obviously, a few caps for the Rebels in the Super Rugby, which is great. And, obviously, the whole National Rugby Championship, I imagine, has been pretty vital for guys like yourself who are trying to become regular starters and take your game to the next level, that you've got this sort of competition underneath where you can really display your wares.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's definitely, bridging that gap between club rugby and Super Rugby, whereas, like, pre-NRC, you go back and you play... You play your club football, and then your next level up, obviously, is your Super Rugby. So it is good for players like myself, other players like Geordie Reid, guys that, might not play week in, week out Super Rugby, but, are definitely looking to take that next step.
So, obviously, post the campaign with the Rising, you're entrenched at the Rebels to try and build and really get some more game time for the upcoming Super Rugby season?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the NRC is actually perfect for that because you get to work on combinations with players that are, your current starters. So I'm a lock and other locks like Luke Jones and Lapita Tamani, and you get to cycle through and, sort of see how that works. So definitely works with the line out and then get a feel for, what options you can take into the Super season.
And originally from Brisbane, so, much more rugby sort of country up there. It's grown and grown here in Melbourne, obviously the Rebels coming on board. I mean, how have you seen just the growth and the interest in rugby union here?
Oh, it's huge, especially down in Frankston, obviously, as I just said. But, when it came down, obviously, it's quite quiet. And, it's definitely building. I think the NRC's also, it's created a bit of tribalism. And people want to get out and actually support their local team. So, obviously, games around regional Victoria, which has been fantastic, getting some local crowds, and people are really starting to take an interest.
And how do you match up against the Vikings?
It's going to be a tough match, to be honest. Very Super Rugby heavy side, the Canberra Vikings. We played them a couple of weeks ago. They got up on us, but it was a tough battle. But I've no doubt that the boys will fare well, and we'll have a good week of training, and we'll really take it to them on Friday night.
Now, mate, you're all over Twitter and Instagram. Is it worth listeners following you? I mean, do you put some good stuff up or what?
Yeah, of course. It's always good to follow me.
Bit of time.
I always need a few more followers.
So, your Twitter handle at Sam K Jeff.
Sam K Jeffrey.
There you go. Sam K Jeffrey. Righty, I left off the last couple of letters here. And Instagram is the same. There you go.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, I'll jump on. We'll follow you. See how you see what you put on the table the next few weeks. Good luck against the Canberra Vikings. And no doubt, I'm sure we'll talk again.
We will. Thank you.